Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's May 22nd, and I'm Andrew McDonald, the host of Totally Original Geek News Podcast, almost daily, because we do this almost daily, and, you know, it's a day that ends in Y, so let's get started. Futurama is back. Again. I think this is the third time it's back. But yeah, Futurama is coming back again for another revival, this time at Hulu. Good news, everyone. Futurama and the delivery workers of Planet Express are returning to us this summer. The revival season of Matt Groening and David X. Cohen's cult classic will be coming to Hulu on July 24th, Disney announced last Thursday. So yeah, Futurama's been around since 1999. It has had a weird life in TV. It has bounced around from places like Fox to Comedy Central, and now it's going to be on Hulu. It's going to be on Hulu. So Comedy Central's reviving it. They revived it back in 2010. It lasted two seasons. It had a finale in 2013. And now in 2023, 10 years later, we're reviving it again. I mean, I don't know what that says. It just, apparently people really like Futurama and people really think it's worth money and it can make a lot of money. So let's do it again. More Futurama coming this July, as you can watch the teaser video in the background. Next up, Eddie Murphy is going to be doing a new movie, a reboot of a movie, a remake. It's going to be The Pink Panther. So for all the young people out there who don't know The Pink Panther was a detective who was like a bumbling fool. The latest version of The Pink Panther was done by Steve Martin. He, you know, had his famously incredible scene that everyone knows, the hamburger scene.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
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 That's the Pink Panther, a really bumbling detective who is really dumb, but he gets the job done. But then there is also the other Pink Panther. You may have seen that one if you ever go into your attic and poke around at asbestos or, the stuff that lines your attic. I can't remember what it's called now outside of asbestos. But yeah, I'm going to put what it is right here. That thing. If you poke around your attic and you find that thing, you may see a Pink Panther on that. Because the Pink Panther also turned into a cartoon character in the 70s and 80s and then became a mascot for that thing. They're going to do this remake movie with the Pink Panther. Eddie Murphy will star as the Pink Panther, but he will also star opposite the animated Pink Panther, which they've never crossed over, so it's a little weird. But yeah, the film, centered as always on the ever-bumbling Inspector Clouseau, originally played by Peter Sellers and later by Steve Martin in the long-running series of films, is being directed by Jeff Fowler, who recently served as director, CGI Teeth Wrangler on Paramount's Sonic's The Hedgehog movies. It's going to be different because this time he's going to literally pal around with a CGI version of the franchise's mascot character, the Pink Panther himself, for a buddy cop thing, which no one understands. It's Eddie Murphy. It's always got a shot to be funny, but no one understands this. I don't understand this, so we all have to wait to see what's going to happen. And you have to wait to see if you care about the Pink Panther, because, like I said, I'm old, and you may not be, so maybe you don't even know what the heck it is. Reports are that Archer, the TV show, its next season is going to be its last season. I don't believe it, because they've told us this about four seasons now, that the next season is going to be the last season, and then they keep doing another one. But yes, after 14 years, the introduction of tactical turtlenecks and one ingeniously boundary-breaking coma dream, Archer is coming to a close. It's going to be on FX. It's slated for this summer. It's going to release, and it's supposedly going to wrap itself up. The new series is going to have a two-episode premiere on August 30th. And yeah, we're going to see what's going to happen. But yeah, I mean, it's bounced around. It was on FX in 2009. It eventually moved to FXX in 2017. And it's just had a lot of crazy stuff, losing one of its main actresses over the course of 12 seasons. And I love Archer. So I'm always happy to see more of it. Sad if it would actually go. But again, it remains to be seen. I'm not sure I believe that it's going to actually go anywhere yet. So let's see how the season plans out. Because they seem to always rope them back into another one. Rope them. And last but not least, Amazon is developing a Lord of the Rings MMO game. They announced they're working on a new MMO for the Lord of the Rings. Set in Middle-earth. Because where else would you set a Lord of the Rings game? The MMO will feature stories from The Hobbit and the Lord of the Rings literary trilogy. Amazon Games Orange County is leading development after the tech company struck a deal with Middle Earth Enterprises. Amazon has gotten a lot of Lord of the Rings from an Embracer Group. There's a big video game conglomerate that's been buying up companies. They bought the rights to the Lord of the Rings as well, and then farmed it out to Amazon to, you know, make their current TV series. And now apparently this MMO game, because Amazon really seems to like MMOs, honestly. So yeah, it's going to be published globally. It's going to be for PC and consoles. Early date for the game will be announced at a later time, because God knows if they're announcing it now, they probably practically are just starting on it. This comes after Amazon attempted to build a Lord of the Rings game in 2019. Not sure what happened to that one, but they're going to do it now, this time for realsies. So yeah, if you're excited about Lord of the Rings, go play Lord of the Rings, the MMO. The version that's been out since 2007, which is free to play. Because there's already a Lord of the Rings MMO that exists right now that you can play right now for the last almost 20 years. And now they're going to make a new one that you'll be able to play in, say, 3 or 4 years. I guess if you love Lord of the Rings, this is what you got to do. Go hunt down some filthy hobbits. Needless to say, yeah, that's it. That's it for today. This is a Monday. We're going to kick off the Monday. We're going to look for some good news. We're going to work our way into the week. I'll be back tomorrow. See you later.